You're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tamika Thompson, helping to enrich your marriage.
Hey, hey, people.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how is everybody on today? I hear that the Cowboys beat the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
That's all I got.
I hear the Colts won.
The Colts beat Tennessee.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What else?
I think those are the only two games I was paying attention to.
All right. So welcome, people. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you here, and thank you so much for tuning in to Marriage Takeover.
Praise the Lord.
We're going to get started off with prayer.
We're going to try and get you out of here before the birds take the field.
We will be out of here
Eagles 8 o'clock and
before the kickoff for the evening game, you guys.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, Heaven, Lord God, we want to tell you thank you. God, we give your name all glory,
yes,
honor, and praise,
Lord.
Father God, because you are an awesome God. We thank you
for who
you are. God, we ask that you just have your way on this evening, Father.
Yes, God.
God, we just want to be witnesses of your greatness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, you know what each and every person may be thinking, wondering, oh God, or just may be struggling with or dealing with. Because, God, we know that everybody's not always going through something. Sometimes we're on the mountain, and sometimes we're in the valley. But, God, I ask that you speak to your people, and no matter where they may be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you. We bless you. Father, we give your name the glory. In Jesus' mighty and perfect name, amen.
Amen.
Let the church sing.
Are you going old straight Baptist on this?
I'm going straight old school on it.
So, today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership.
Yes,
just go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover and browse through the unmatched selection of the audiobooks and programs, download a title free of charge,
uh-huh,
and then go ahead and start listening. It's just as easy as that. So again, go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover. And again, we want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in on today.
Amen.
We are talking about, have you guys seen all the promotions and seen all the stuff? We are excited to be talking about trading places with your spouse.
Oh, you forgot?
No, I did not forget.
So I want to know if you're listening now and you listened last month.
We did homework too, right?
Yeah, we had homework for you to just focus. It was just 3 days to just focus on trading places with your spouse. Just focusing on it to understand what they deal with, how they deal with it, so that you can begin to understand what your spouse deal with on an everyday basis. So, if you did your homework, tune in. I mean, check in. If you didn't, hey, we still bless God anyway. Because I ain't gonna lie, I tried mine for them 3 days. I don't know if she did her homework.
I did homework.
I don't know if she did her homework. But God is good. I tried my best, and I understand one thing, because the one thing that we have to understand now is that we have to understand I have received a post where I think the comment was, forget it, I had to dig it up. But when you are showing empathy towards your spouse, let's just go ahead and look at it. Empathy, it is the action of understanding, being aware of, being sensitive to, and vicariously experiencing the feelings, thoughts, and experiencing of another, of either the past or present, without having the feelings, thoughts, and experience fully communicated
objectivity, explicit manner.
Right? Amen. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Objectivity, explicit manner.
So what does that really mean? Right? Let's break it down. So, when we are doing empathy or showing empathy, what does that mean? That just means that I am trading places with my spouse, with Eric, instead of communicating in a way that I would normally communicate, instead of reacting in a way that I would normally react,
uh-huh,
I am now stepping back to say, let me figure out how he's thinking right now. Let me ask the question, because I don't ever want to assume.
Right.
So let me just jump in and ask the question. What are you feeling right now? Why would you ask me that? Why would you why are we going through, and just a real life example yesterday, right? So we were coming home from watching our son playing football yesterday, and he said, you know what? We seem like we have a lot more conversation when we're over the phone and when we're like away, and then it's like when we get together, it seems like we talk about everything. Now what are we gonna talk about? So I was like, well, he was like, so why is that? He said, I think sometimes you shut me down just kind of based on your tone.
See that? So we ain't all the way there yet.
Right. So ladies, I'm telling y'all, Tone University is coming. Y'all stay locked and loaded for that marriage takeover retreat. I am going to figure out a way how we can get somebody in to do a Tone University class for us ladies. All right? So he was like, well, you know what? A lot of, now, if you guys know my husband, I love my husband, honor him, adore him, cherish him, and I am in love with my husband.
Tell me more about my eyes.
But there are times, you guys know him, he will talk. And
no, I do not talk a lot. Thank you.
You do talk.
I do not
talk. All right, y'all, don't leave me out here on the island by myself. But my husband can talk, and sometimes I'm not as much of a talker as he is. So sometimes when he's having a conversation or trying to say something, I'm like, babes, let's laser focus that. Let's get to the point. What are you trying to say? I said, so when you do that, and so he was like, so, oh, is that why there's conversation sometimes? Right. See, you didn't do the homework. That's okay. That's okay. Right. So when we go through that, he's saying to me, well, babes, you know, and when you have that tone, it shuts me down. So I said, well, I have to apologize for the tone because sometimes I'm not always fully aware of how it comes out. But in my mind, I'm thinking, and so many different things are going on through my mind. I'm thinking about what's for dinner. I'm thinking about getting things prepared for the next weekend for the game. I'm thinking about what my daughter has to take for lunch for the week. Like, I'm thinking about so many different things. And when you're trying to ask me something or have a conversation, it's just like you're just talking, and we're not really saying anything. So let's see how we can be more direct in a conversation. So he was just like, okay. So then he was like, oh, so does that explain why sometimes you get aggravated with another family member of ours who also talks a lot?
Well, you gonna say no name.
And so I was like, yeah, because it's just a lot of talking, but then there are no results. There is a lot of talking, there's no productivity. There's a lot of talking, but we're not really saying a whole lot. So that was a breakthrough moment for us because we were able to not only determine from ourselves, me thinking in his shoes, like, okay, that's really tearing him down when I'm doing that. So it shuts him off completely. And when we're, you know, together, we don't have as much conversation because he's feeling like from his space, it was condescending and it was tearing him down.
Right.
So for me to kind of jump in his shoes to say, well, I don't want him to ever feel like he's not enough or he's not, you know, respected and he's not, you know, fully the man that he's supposed to be rising into this relationship or even at home.
Right.
So after noticing that, okay, I got to step back and I have to pause for a minute and just say, okay, babe, so tell me exactly what it is you want us to be able to do. What do you want us to be able to do? Go right. And say.
And seeing those we have to understand one thing, that in order to show empathy, for one, your spouse is not a mind reader. Right. And so, therefore, we have to know how to ask the proper question in order to understand what your spouse may be thinking or, you know, how they process. Because remember, everybody is a product of their upbringing.
Right.
Everybody's upbringing is not the same because of what she went through as a child are not the same things that I went through as a child. The things that I have fun with are not the things that she would have fun with. You know, so you have to learn to have empathy. It helps you in your marriage it helps you to bring you together as one even more because of you don't mind taking your shoes off, swallowing your pride, and being humble to step into your spouse's shoes and to understand, okay, this is okay. This is why you do what you do. I ask the question, why do you think that way? You know what I'm saying? Because I said, because of how I came up, it was always, oh, I ain't had nothing to say. It was, you know what I'm saying? So I had to let her know. I was like, nah, because I have to let, when you begin to come at me at a certain way, I automatically not get defensive, but now I get aggressive. Because now it's like, okay, yeah, I'm finna hold my own. I'm finna let you know this is what it is. And this is, so I had to let her know this is why I'm this way. It's also so amazing that You would even believe how much you can get to know even your supervisors. I understand your supervisors at work.
Right.
If you just learn how to show a little empathy. Right. Even if you have a person that you deal with and just can't seem to understand, if you have a little bit of empathy towards them, you'll begin to see. Because one thing, as a spouse, when you look at Ephesians 4:32, it says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God and as God in Christ forgave you. That's from the English Standard Version. So when you look at it that, when you begin to look at it that way, then it's like, okay, now we're saying, I have to change my heart set and my mindset so that I can get to why my wife do what she do. Because I was able to understand it when we had, like she was saying, when we had our breakthrough, it took a whole nother level. And so just like we had been sharing with y'all, we ain't all the way there.
Right.
We're still jumping hurdles. Since we've been doing this, it seems like we've been having to jump more hurdles. So, but when you begin to move and when you begin to say, okay, hey, I'm gonna set myself aside and I'm gonna understand what she is saying. Because the thing is, what's the scripture? It says, it's in Proverbs, but it says iron sharpens iron. So how if I don't understand how she is, then how am I know what tool she is?
Right. And then it's not for us to try to figure it out.
Mm-mm.
So one of the tools and one of the things that we learned was just ask.
Right.
I think a lot of times we put a lot of burden on ourselves to try to figure out, what is he thinking? What is he saying? Why would he say that? Why would he do that? And not, you know, necessarily go through that particular process to better understand me, just because that's not what I would normally do. And so it's really about asking a question. Hey, babes, why would you say that? Or why would you do it that way? Is there a better way that we could have done this? Or is there a better way that we could have said this?
Right.
And it's just about a matter of asking that question. We don't have to be the mind readers. We don't have to try to figure it all out. Just ask.
Right. Just ask. You'd be so amazing, because just like she said, sometimes we don't want to ask the question. But that's Proverbs 27:17, where it says iron sharpens iron. Where it says iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. So my thing is, even with your spouse, if you ain't friends, I don't know what kind of marriage you really got. Because understand this, your spouse should always be your best friend.
Right.
Should be, because I said, listen, when you be having all them, and you want to go tell everybody else, but the issue is not with them, it's with me. So if you want to get an understanding, then you need to say, hey, what's going on? What's this? I'm not saying, because I understand y'all need a show, that everybody need a homeboy to talk to or a homegirl to talk to. That's not what I'm saying. But if you're trying to get to the deep of the matter, to become more one with your spouse, sometimes you just got to lay it all out on the table. But you know what I recognize? I recognize one of the hardest things for us to do is actually to sit our selfish stuff aside.
Yeah, and I think that's why empathy is so important. And you are absolutely right. One of our listeners listening in said communication is key for a successful marriage or anything in life. And you are so right, because you're right. Like, if communication is key, and if we can't communicate to ask the question why, so we can better understand, if we can't set aside an opportunity to say, you know what, I'm not going to be selfish in this moment, to actually sit in somebody else's shoes so that I can better understand what they're thinking, so I can better understand what's going on in their mind, then kind of that's like the battle. Like, we've been reading this book, and we want to share with you guys this book. So we've been reading this book, and a part of the book, it says that when you are when you don't have care, because care is an essential key component of any relationship. right? So when we see people walking by in a grocery store, when we just interact with people, we say, yeah, take care, see you next time, or whatever the case is. Care is an essential core element of a relationship. And if we don't have enough care in our hearts to be able to say, you know what, I care about you, and because I care about you, let me try to set myself aside, set aside all my selfish ambitions, set aside everything that I'm dealing with, so that I can better understand what you're going, what's going on in your world. What's going on in his world is completely different than what's going on in my world.
Right, right.
And I think a lot of times we don't take the opportunity to sit back and say, what's really going on?
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. And so that's the one thing. And, you know, it's funny because you got to, at times, you got to have, one, self-care, right? But at the same time, your self-care is also dealing with your spouse. Ooh. Wow. Because the one thing that with your spouse, check this. In 1 Corinthians 12 and 26, he said, if one member suffers, we all suffer together.
Right.
So if one member is honored, guess what? We all rejoice together. And so my thing is, when it gets down to it, because I want to say this was such a big breakthrough, because now, how can I, did you know, you always know what makes your spouse tick before you know what makes your spouse smile?
Break that down, baby.
Because what? Negativity always seemed to reign more supreme than positivity.
And it's so easy, right? I think the negative comes out a lot easier than what the positive could come out.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's that's why, because if we can learn to empathize first before trying to figure out, because now it's this, why do you tick? Or not what makes you tick, why does that make you tick?
Right.
See, it goes deeper. It's more than just throwing gunpowder, some little filters, little thingies, and, you know, setting your little timer to set it off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But no, it's why does this make you tick? Why do you feel this way when this happens?
Right.
You know, just like she was driving today. I was like, where is the fire? Can you tell me why we got to drive like this? And come to find out, she just wanted to get home and get a nap in
before marriage takeover. It didn't happen, but I'm all right. I tried. Pray for strength.
Hallelujah.
So the Amplified version of Ephesians 5:2, it says, and walk continually in love, that is value one another, practice empathy and compassion, unselfishly seeking the best for others. Just as Christ also loved you and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God, slain for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance.
Yes.
So again, this is unselfishly giving ourselves to better understand what our spouse is thinking, what our spouse is going through,
right,
so that we can get through certain hurdles. Like, there are certain things that, certain conversations that you may not be able to have because it gets there to that point and you're like, oh, I don't understand why he does this or why he do that or why even his thought process is thinking the way that it's thinking. But it's a matter of let us unselfishly step out of our own way so that we can better understand what our spouse is thinking and saying,
right,
and feeling.
But you know what? At the same time, spouse, you still got to be open to say what it is. No matter what. Because honestly, I told her while we was driving, I said, you know what? I said, sometimes I don't even say anything because I know what the response is going to be. I don't even say nothing. But then my thing is, how does that make her better? One, and then how does that make me better? Two, by keeping quiet. Because if we are to sharpen one another, then we should not be afraid to say one thing to our spouse, because then guess what? It would then open up and say, it would then open up your spouse to say, hey, you know, whatever the case may be. Because understand, every last one of us have a root issue.
Right, right. And knowing how that shows up is key.
Yeah.
Knowing how that shows up is really important.
Exactly. Knowing how that shows up. Because see, this is the thing. We know how it show up, but we don't ask the question why it shows up.
Right.
Because oftentimes, because literally, empathy is really understanding, getting the full understanding of your spouse, or getting the understanding of whomever you're showing empathy empathy to.
Right. Because, and one of our listeners just said that. It's about communicating and actually listening and trying to understand. And then some will listen, but only to respond, not to understand. That's empathy. And you're right. That's empathy. And it's easier said sometimes than done.
Right.
So how many times have we... So, for example, there was... What was this? Back in June, July?
Well, talk to me. We were
looking to move forward with a marketing company just to kind of help us do some different things. And, you know, we were trying to also get out of debt financially, right? So we were sitting and making arrangements. And you know me, I'm the one that's going to go move. We say we're going to do it. We got a bright idea. Tamika's going to go get it done. So we're moving. I'm going and I'm interviewing different people, talking to different people, and had found the company. I was like, babes, this is the company. This is it. This is that. It's going to be this amount of money. And he was just like, no. I was in my feelings. I had to tuck myself together.
Oh, in
like,
her feelings. That was
I
a
was
hard.
Like, what do you mean? No. So
that pill was that big. It was that big. Negative.
So I was like, what do you mean? No. And he was like, sweetheart, no. Like, that's not, we're on this path. That's not within the path that we're going. Like, it's nice, it's cute, but no. So I'm in the office talking to this person, trying to make this business turn, Jackson. I'm just like, you know, I appreciate your time, but, you know, right now we're not going to be able to move forward. And she was like, are you really? We're not going to be able to, you were so excited. Right now we're not going to be able to move forward. That was a big pill I had to swallow, and I still had to do it and smile. I still had to do it and be able to not tear my husband down because of the situation, not tear him down, but because of the decision, and not be so upset with him because of the decision. I was heated, y'all. I was so mad. I was like, I don't understand. This is what we talked about. This is what we agreed upon. And now that we're talking about the price, we're not going to move forward. So I got back in the car. He called me. He said, you know what? This is why we can't do this. I said, okay, I get it. We're on the path of paying off this bill. If we pay for this now up front, we're not going to be able to pay off this bill. What is our goal? Is our goal to be financially free so we don't have to worry about certain hiccups and certain deals and certain things that are coming up? Or do we want to go ahead and pay for this now and then it's going to set us back another month or two before we can even pay off this bill?
Uh-huh.
So I said, okay, I get it. I don't agree with it, but I get it. So I honored that. He called me back 2 minutes later. Go ahead and do it. We're going to shift around some savings money, and you can go ahead and you can do it, so it'll be done. But it was just in that moment, had I responded another way, he probably would have been like, no, we're still not going to do it. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. But it was for me to take that one moment to sit aside. He's the accountant. I'm not. He's the one that understands the budget to the very T. I'm not. So for him to sit there and to make that comment, I had to respect it. I had to honor that. And then I had to sit in his shoes to understand where he was coming from. In his mind, he's thinking, this is not just going to set us back for this month. This is going to set us back for two more months. And I'm on the path to be able to pay this bill off.
See how it all started with understanding. Not trying to manipulate the situation, but trying to understand to give a true and honest reasoning to what was being asked and what was being said and done. Because you have to understand your teammates first.
Right.
You are teammates, because it does not matter what you try to achieve in life. You have to understand this. No matter how far you make it in life, you're always on somebody else's shoulder. You're never going to make it to the top by yourself. It's just not possible. Right. But what better way to make it with your spouse? Because the thing is, you know, far as with married couples, we're talking about, I think the last time I heard the statistics, you're talking about, I think it was like 60 or 59, somewhere around in that area, percent of marriages are ending in divorce. So it's like, come on, what's really going on? Because one thing what comes to find out is when we actually look at our spouse, how much are we really willing to sacrifice ourselves in order for our spouse to achieve? Or That goes for wife and husband. Right. Because see, the one thing is, when we begin to sacrifice, we begin to lose ourselves. When you begin to lose yourself, then that means, no, you did not sacrifice. You just turned it all over to them. No, because if you lose yourself, then what fun is it? I married you because I enjoy who you are.
Right.
And so now that it's time for me to show empathy towards you, it does not mean I'm hiding myself, or I don't show empathy towards you to manipulate a situation, because now you're not operating in a right spirit, because now if you're trying to manipulate a situation, now you're operating under witchcraft.
Right. And that's another one of our listeners said the same thing. Empathy is not manipulation. That's not what it is. And so for us to be able to better understand that, manipulation is witchcraft. It is a form of witchcraft. That's you making somebody to do what it is you want them to be able to do. That's not what we're talking about for empathy. So you're absolutely right. Empathy is not manipulation. We want to make sure that you are truly dying to self,
right,
so that you can better truly understand what somebody else is going through. It's not until you are the waitress that you understand what it is for a waitress to receive a tip.
Right?
It's not until you are homeless or in a situation to where you're homeless to where you better understand what the homeless people are like. Going through.
Right.
It's not like all homeless people aren't bad people.
Right.
And so it's not until you understand what they're actually going through, or until you put yourself in their shoes, or you're placed in a position to where you are in a situation to you understand what somebody else is going through where you never had to do that before.
Right.
I was speaking with a young lady on Friday who we were talking, and in the midst of talking, she got a phone call about her son from school. And in the midst of us, you know, talking and conversating, her son was getting in trouble and said that in order to get the attention off of him, he was getting in trouble at home, got in trouble at school. And in the midst of that, he said that he just wanted to kill himself. And so I understand what that's like for your child to go through. He was in middle school. I understand what that thought process is when they're getting in trouble at home, they're getting in trouble at school, and they feel like the only thing to be able to get that off of them is their thought, or what they think of,
right,
is to be able to kill themselves because they don't understand what that's like.
Right.
But because I've been through that with my child, I understand what that is and what it's like to go through. So immediately it was an opportunity for me to be able to minister to her and say, hey, listen, I know it's bad. Take it serious. But here's what that cry looks like.
Right.
He's getting in trouble on both ends, and he doesn't know where it's going to let up at.
Right.
And in his mind, that's what he thinks that the solution is going to be.
Right.
He may not go forward through that process, so watch him, talk to him, but understand that everything that you do, everything that you say is leading to that thought process.
Right.
So don't tear him down. Don't let him get in trouble. Sit down and actually like talk through why would you say that?
Right.
What is it really going on? Do you understand why you're always getting in trouble?
You know what? And that's the one reason why. That's one of the main reasons why a lot of couples decide to separate, because they failed to ask the question, yeah, why.
And then the crazy thing is y'all get divorced and then y'all best of friends.
it's why.
Because you better understand each other in a different area or in a different light when you could have asked the question then and saved yourself thousands of dollars.
You know, it costs more to divorce than it is to get married.
Depends on where you're going.
It
depends on the situation.
Child, unless you're going to say, look, I'm going to call them
now. It's more to get divorced than it is to have a marriage license.
Okay.
But some of the weddings are over the top.
That's what I was talking about.
Okay, yes.
That's what I was talking about. I mean, marriage license, I think we pay, what, $85 for hours?
Yeah, maybe that.
Yeah, come on, you know the court's gonna get there. Right. You want to get married? Fine. Listen,
right.
I'm gonna need my duckies. But what we're saying is that even during your time of when you're communicating, you know what? You want to know when the roughest time to begin to show empathy is when both of you are both having a frustrating day.
Right.
It's like how do you do that? Like I always said, it always takes two to tangle, but it only takes one to make a change.
Right.
Because now, if we're both having a frustrating day, then who's going to really listen to who? Because now, I'm frustrated. All right, I don't feel like listening right now. Got you. So let me just take a moment, digress. Let me hear Let me hear how your day went. Right. And then guess what? Now, once you have thrown air how your day was, and now you don't put it all on me, great. Now are you willing to listen to how my day went?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because, and oftentimes we have got to be at a place to where we're actually listening to one another and not being afraid to ask the question, why?
Right. Right. And we are midway through the show, and so I want to pause for just a moment just to see if we have any questions. On Facebook, we tried to do YouTube tonight, y'all, and I tell y'all, everything that we've been doing YouTube live for a minute, and for whatever reason tonight, it did not want to work and go live. So we are, YouTube will get the replay. We weren't able to do live with them today. We're on Facebook Live, and we are also live on When Christians Speak Blog Talk Radio. So I want to make sure that we check in, see if there are any questions online, see if there are any questions on air, and address that. And then also, hey, Abia, we got some sponsors, y'all.
Praise the Lord.
I'm so excited.
Go ahead on.
All right. So we do have, looks like there is a question.
What's the question? What's the question?
On Facebook.
What's the question?
I'm trying to get to it, baby. Give me a sec. Oh, okay. So it was a comment. So in addition to asking why, you want to make sure that you're also being receptive to the response. And that's absolutely right. You want to make sure that you're receptive to the response, but also to take action on that too. Be receptive, take action.
So my thing, this is one thing about it. When do most people begin to change their mindset? Is when they get tired of being sick and tired. So my thing is, don't wait till you get to that point. If you're recognizing what's going down right now, then guess what? Start then.
Right.
You ask why, because this one thing that I had that I told her over the weekend.
Wait a second, baby.
Huh?
I don't want you to go in too deep. We got to pay a bill.
Oh, go ahead on.
All right. So today's show is being brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover and browse through some of the unmatched selection of audiobooks and their programs. Download a title for free and then just start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover. And again, we want to thank our listeners for listening in, our viewers for tuning in. Our podcast is also available online, so make sure that you tune into that podcast. It is on Apple, Droids, and all online platforms under Marriage Takeover. And we are also being listened to and aired in 8 different countries. So we are so excited about our growth. We're happy to have you listening. And we wanted to just make sure that we offered that to you again. That is audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover.
Amen. So if you don't have Audible, if you got Audible, take it off. Then put it back on there and put Marriage Takeover. But
support.
What was I saying? Oh yeah. So the thing is what am I doing?
No, I just wanted to make sure there weren't any questions. Any questions on Blog Talk Radio?
Praise the Lord.
All right.
So, see that right there, get on the flow. We gotta get a better flow on this one.
We're good. You were talking about...
What was I saying?
Being able to step into somebody else's...
Yes.
And then...
No, I know where I'm at. That ain't where I was. See what I'm talking about? We're talking about listening? Pray for me, saints.
That aggressive listening.
But this is the thing. It's when you... When you are having the conversation and you begin to ask why, the thing is... You have to be prepared for why. And that's why a lot of people don't really ask why. And so I had to tell her, I said, I ask you why. And her response was, well, you really don't want to know the truth. This is me.
No, it wasn't that he didn't want to know the
if
truth.
If I didn't want to know the truth,
no, what she said.
You don't really want to know the truth because what
no,
I got to
no,
say,
no, 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 no,
it might hurt your
that's
feelings.
That's not, don't say it right.
It might go on this. I like listen.
So he asked, well, when I ask why, you aren't honest with me. And so I said, well, a lot of times I play this game sometimes in my mind, whether it's worth to tell the truth or not, because I don't want to hurt him. It's not my intention to hurt him with my words or what I want to say. So a lot of times it's a matter of should I say it or should I not say it? Do I choose to hurt you or do I choose not to hurt you? Because you may not be ready to handle the truth. And so that leads us into one of the other comments that came in. It's sometimes frustrating to have that conversation because it can be filled with shots. And y'all know what we say shots are. Shots are deliberate, intentional things that we say that kind of, they're like jabs to us.
Yeah, they're jabs, basically.
Jabs to us because we go back to a place where we said that I do forgive you, but when we throw a shot, it's because we're coming back up and we're jabbing because that's an opportunity where you're weak or you're vulnerable to step in and to be painful. So sometimes that can be painful, and with truths and sarcasm.
With painful truths and sarcasm.
So what we have to do is we have to make sure, and then again, and they said to be quick to forgive. So in addition, though, to be quick to forgive, it comes with being able to mature on a level to say, you know what? I understand how I feel. And so it may take me a minute to give you the why, because my intent is not to hurt you. My intent is to be able to help you to understand why I do what I do, but it's not to be in a condescending way. It's not for me to offer shots. It's not for me to tear you down. It's not for me to be disrespectful. It's not for me to be painful. It's not for me to throw shots. So help me as I'm breaking this down.
So when you look at it, then it comes down to then what is really communication? Because you can communicate on many types of levels. But what is effective communication? See, I would rather have effective communication because if you're asking me why, now the painful truth can hurt.
Right.
But it's all in the delivery if it's effective communication. Because now, because you gotta understand. I don't know if anyone deal with tools, but when you deal with iron, in order to sharpen iron, there's this little thingy. It's kind of like not a buffer, but it's like one, if you need a certain edge or trim it down or whatnot, or to sharpen the iron, it kicks sparks off. The spark, and I seen one spark came off and actually set the person on fire. I mean, not no big woo, but fire, you know, hit the clothes.
Wow.
And, you know, flame came up. But what are you saying? If you are going to sharpen me and I'm going to sharpen you, guess what? Everything is not going to be peaches and cream. Because sometimes, listen, we got one thing. We got to quit being babies and kind of own up to our own mess when somebody put it in our face to smell it.
So then it's not just effective communication. It's also effective listening as well.
Well, yeah. Because just like, matter of fact, we was talking with our son today. Quickly jumped on the defense. I'm like, what you defending for? Because here, if I have shown you that I got your back,
right,
and now I'm asking you, now I'm telling you a why, now you should already know that my response to your why is now coming from a place of love.
Right.
But oftentimes, that's not how we deliver it.
Right.
So because I have effectively heard what you said to me, I'm effective listening. Now it's how you're going to respond. Baby, why you don't like when I do XYZ?
Right.
That's effective communication. I said it nice, evenly toned to her. But now you take in what the question was. Now how can I respond my truth on how I feel in a loving manner, but not in a way where I know I'm finna cut you? There's a difference from getting a paper cut and then getting your arm cut off. It's all how it's delivered.
Right. And you're right. That's why Tone University is essential. I'm telling y'all, Tone University is essential. Don't y'all trademark that. We gonna get Tone University is coming.
It's already trademarked, praise Lord. Tone University.
It is coming. So I wanted to just kind of lay out a few things, just kind of as we were studying and preparing for today's session. Did you know that a 30-minute conversation or 30-minute confrontation that you have with your spouse, it causes the blood pressure to rise?
Yes.
And it slows down the decline of your healing process in your body. So if you have like a scar or if you have some type of blister or something on your body, the more confrontations that you have, the more arguments that you have, the more your blood pressure rises, the less time it's taking your body to heal. That's even if you're not healthy in your body. If you have a cold, if you're sick, something like that, it's been scientifically proven.
Yes.
That the more you argue, the more confrontations you have, the more everything that you're doing with you and your spouse,
you're killing yourself.
That you're not making yourself whole through the process.
You're like, killing yourself.
You're slowing down your health.
You're killing your body.
You really are. So the better that you trade places with your spouse, you live longer. Because, if you can get that and grasp that, go ahead, baby. You live longer.
Right, because you actually now slow everything down, and because I forgot the name of the pheromone, I forgot the name of the hormone, but you kick another hormone even into your body. Do you know, when we was looking at this, I'm going to tell you, this is what I heard in my spirit. You know, it takes more muscles to frown than it is to smile.
Yeah.
Do you know you got to put a lot of work in to hate somebody versus to love them?
Right.
You got to put a lot of it got to be constantly on your mind in order for you to dislike someone versus to just loving someone.
Right.
So when you're talking about your spouse, you mean to tell me, yo, I can live longer just by one being showing empathy towards her,
right,
and her showing empathy towards me? Because what happens is you end up finding a comfort within that you can relax, that you can chill with, that you can say anything to. You know, when I say anything, you can talk about anything. That's what I meant.
Right.
That you can talk about anything to. And it's just like, and the thing is, you live longer.
Right.
You live longer. Because listen, you deal with hell when you go into the workplace, knowing that you're blessed, but you still got to deal with all the stupid stuff. But then for you to come home and have to deal with the stupid stuff again, it's like, come on, then it's like, okay, now where do my body rest? I never rest. But when you can say, you know what? No, home is sanctuary.
Right.
Home is special. I be in a rush to get home because it's peace. It's peace for me. I don't know how she feels. I'm talking about me. But when you see this, look at what that say. Mr. Right, all day, every day. So
this is always right.
Ain't nobody saying that. So when you begin to look at what you and your spouse are doing, let's live healthy. Right. Let's work out together. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Whatever your goal is, let it be your goal too. Because now, whatever your dream is, let it be your dream is. Now, let's make the dream a reality.
Right.
And it's easier when you know when you can empathize with one another.
Right. And when you're able to communicate. And so I understand that the struggle is real. The struggle is real when it comes to effective communication and then your tone and then your facial expressions. So this is for us to be able to help each other, to help one another. We are not marriage experts. We are coming to you because we've been through a lot in our 21 years of marriage. And we want to make sure that we are pouring back into others and giving you all the tools and the resources that we wish we would have had. And then for us to be able to glean off of each other's experiences so that we can all grow, so that we can all crush these divorce rates, so that we can continue to grow and then our children understand what that marriage is like. So it's a growing opportunity. What I've learned to do is just smile. Like, you never really understand what it is I'm thinking. And one of the ladies, I got a friend who always, she just laughs at me. She's just like, what are you thinking? Because you never know. If you make me upset, and unless you get me to like the root of the cord, don't mess with my kids, that's not a smile. But you...
No, it's not.
Anything else, I'm just going to smile because that's either my thought process. As I'm smiling, I'm trying to figure out, Lord, how do I respond? What do I say? How do I
get out of this?
How am I going to be kind by still letting them know you need to back up?
You need to back up.
So that's just the thought process. So I've just learned how to just smile in that process.
Smile.
Right. So you don't know what you're thinking. Just smile in the process. And it's a growing opportunity. But some of the rewards that you get to be able to reap as you're going through that empathy and trading places with your spouses,
yes,
is less, is it eliminates the nagging.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
It eliminates the nagging because at this point you're not going back and forth. You're just asking, well, why do you do this?
Why?
Like, I remember when we first got married, and it's gotten much better because I understand now the root of it, but I'm an emotional shopper.
We still jumping whole hurdles.
There are a lot of people who are emotional eaters. They do a whole lot of stuff, but I'm an emotional shopper.
Oh, my God.
So when we first got married, like I told y'all, that first 1 to 5 years, it wasn't so great.
It was hurdles so like crazy.
That 1 to 5 years, I got upset with Eric, or he got upset with me, and I'm in my feelings, I'm upset, I'm sad, I'm depressed, whatever it was, I would just go shopping.
Let's go shopping!
And I would come, because it was therapeutic for me. It was therapeutic for me.
You know, so now that we have gotten old, she still like to go shop. I said, uh-uh. She like going to Hobby Lobby.
I love Hobby Lobby.
Oh, I said, goodness. We're not getting a cart.
He got me last time, y'all.
If you cannot carry it, guess what? It is not leaving the store.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody's hands was full.
Right. But it was, and so if you just ask that question, why?
Why?
And not ask it on the defense, but why do you feel that way?
Right.
So even as he was dealing with his porn when we were first married,
right,
it was a matter of, well, because for me, I thought that it was so disrespectful. For me, I'm just like, well, why would you watch that? Why would you listen to that? Understand, but he didn't see it from my perspective,
right, no,
that it was being disrespectful to me, right, to my body, to everything that we were doing together. So after understanding that, it was a matter of something that he had to work through. And since he's been delivered, like, it's been a blessing. But I'm just like asking that question. You so silly.
Asking the
question why helped us to understand what the other was going through.
Because you got to understand, even when you ask the question, when you ask why always required the deeper thing. But the thing is, you have to be so in tune with your spouse to answer why. Because sometimes we'll answer the question not saying how we really feel, but just to say, hey, we answered the question. No. You should be able to talk with your spouse, pulling out the deeper thing. Because if you do not know, then you're going to ask the question why. I want to know why. Because I don't want us to be over somewhere in Italy where how you may respond to me might, you know what I'm saying, might not be right. I don't want to go to Italy and get locked up because you responded a certain way and we didn't know that it was against the law. You understand what I'm saying? So basically, it's like you don't want to be stuck or you don't want to be blindsided by anything. You want to know why.
Right.
And so you have, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And so you have to be able to empathize with your spouse. Understand, I know that homework was for 3 days. Now try for a week. When I say trying for a week, I'm talking about where your focus is to empathize with your spouse.
Right. And then hashtag marriage takeover with it so we can pull it up and follow it. And then another result, once you get to trading places with your spouse, is you give grace.
Yes.
To one another.
Yes.
Like, it's a beautiful thing when you can extend grace to somebody and then when you can receive the grace.
Yes.
Because of what you said or how you responded or because you let your guard down. You know? Right. In a safe place.
Right. It's just like the one time when she wrecked her car brand new because she was speeding. She called her dad before she called me. Well, but when I got there, my mindset was totally different. It was like, I just want to know if you okay. Are you fine? And she was like, but I wrecked the car. I said, listen, are you talking to me? Are you breathing? We can replace that. That's replaceable. See, look, I'm on the phone right now. Insurance, I'm letting her know. I just need to know that you're fine. She had a whole different total mindset because if anybody that know me, you know I love my whips. I love to keep them clean and shiny.
Oh,
but it's like, no, that's grace. She felt grace coming from me. And so that's how we have to be vice versa to be able to show grace.
Right. And then when you're able to, and I mentioned it earlier, when you're able to actually experience things exactly how somebody else experiences,
yeah,
how they experience it, then you change.
Yeah.
Because you understand what it is to be sick. You right. understand what it is to be homeless. You understand what it is to lose somebody.
Right.
So you change as a result of you experiencing it from somebody else's point of view.
Right.
So practice that. Like Eric said, for a week.
Focus to focus where that's your that. Focus. Yes. So understand, it's just as the scripture tells us. It says, listen, it says, weep with those that weep, and rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who reap, Romans 12 and 15. So it's like when you're doing those things, you're literally being able to enjoy one another because I understand what you're going through and what you're dealing with.
Right. And empathy is one of the fastest ways for you to be able to get what you need out of your marriage.
Oh my God, yes.
Because you think about it. Oh, I'm understanding yeah. what it's like to be him on the other side. I remember there was a time where he shared with me, this was, oh my God, it's been oh a minute. God.
It's been a minute.
But he shared when he was like, babes, like, and when you're, I'm busy, I'm moving, like the last thing I'm thinking of is like, give me some. But he had to explain to me, babe.
Babe, girl, let me beat them guts.
When, just stop. When you withhold or when I don't get any, this is what I'm experiencing on the other end. And I'm had no idea. So in that particular mindset, I don't care how tired I am. Baby, you want it?
You want this? I say, let me, because see, this is
let,
one
let
thing.
Let me change it to my superhero cape, get my superwoman groove, and let's go. Just because I don't want you to feel that way on the other end.
But and the same thing vice versa, because I had to ask her, yo, you know what I'm saying? Why you don't like to share? You know what I mean? Hello, praise the Lord. But and it was like, it's because of X, Y, and Z. This is why, because of this. So but and come to find out, it rooted from the childhood.
Right.
And so now it's like, okay, I empathize. Because I can be in the mood, but because of how she might be feeling at the moment, you know what? I'm gonna have to turn this off real quick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna turn this off. Why? Because now she might be having a moment. We have to be willing to shut ourselves down for our spouse.
Right.
Because we don't know what they may be dealing with.
Right.
Until and then we ask the question, why do you feel the way you feel?
Right. And then when you ask that question, like I said, just put your agenda on hold temporarily.
Yeah.
It's really not about you in that moment. It really is about the other person
it's
because you're really trying to figure out what they feel, what they are thinking during that process.
Right.
And you want to make sure that you understand that. And so the key element to that empathy is basically saying, I notice you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I feel you.
I see you.
I feel with you.
Right.
I see you. And then let's take action to help you.
Yes.
Those are the key essential elements. It's, again, I notice you, I feel with you, and now let's move forward to take those actions so that we can help you. And that's the key essence and the element of doing that. And so I wanted to, we are getting and drawing down nine to the time, and it's football season, y'all. I know what, I love football, he loves football, I get it. And we want to make sure that we honor the time.
We don't want to stop the ministry, but we want to give you room to go practice.
You're so silly. Yeah, pray for me.
But
as you're going through that process, always understand that when your spouse feels validated and respected,
yes.
they are compelled to do the same thing for you.
Dude, that's
so don't worry about their response. Maybe the first time they may not get it. But if you continue with that process, they're going to be compelled to make sure that you feel the same way.
It's so funny that she said that because it never did dawn on me. Like, I understand because most men want to feel validated from their fathers. And I didn't get it. My son told me the last time when he was home, he said, Dad, the day that you told me that I was proud of him, he said was his best day because that day, that moment, I validated him. But now I come to understand that we have to validate our spouses every day. We have to validate our spouses because every day we both are yet growing.
Right.
So when you look at, I want to read 1 Peter. I'm reading out of the English Standard Version because I like how it's worded. In 1 Peter 3 and 8, he says, finally, all of you have unity in mind. I'm going to start right there, part A. But it says, have unity in mind. Meaning you stay united because now, guess what? Now you're actually thinking on your spouse's level versus, on your spouse's agenda versus your own. Because see, this is the one thing that I understand. I know I pray y'all give us 2 minutes. But this is the one thing that I come to understand is that the more you die to self, the more you begin to see your oneness come together with your spouse.
And ladies, I just want you to know that I know sometimes we think, and I'm talking to us all collectively. This is not isolating anybody out. But I know sometimes we think that we're smarter, that we're always right, hence the shirt, that we're always right. But I just want us to be reminded that we aren't any smarter and we aren't any wiser and we aren't right until we can make sure that we are honoring and respecting our men.
Right. Woo.
I just want to make sure that that's, I know it was a drop the bomb, but we aren't any wiser. We aren't any smarter. We aren't any more intelligent than the way that we are able to honor and respect the men that God has given us.
And
so,
that's collectively because men, that's the same thing for us. Because the thing is if we can't show our spouse the respect they deserve, dude, then what the heck are we really showing? Or what are we teaching men or other men that saying that they look up to you?
So we want to thank you guys for joining us again on today. We are so very grateful. We'll probably add a few more nuggets on the podcast, so be sure to go to the podcast, pull that up. And again, we want to make sure that you are choosing Audible. Again, the Audible trial, today's show again, is being brought to you by audible.com. And if you are, for our listeners, we're offering that free audiobook for a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover and browse through some of the unmatched selection of the audiobooks and the programs and download a title free of charge. Just start listening. It's that easy. You're going to go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover. And why Audible? I tell you, Audible, their content includes a lot of the unmatched selection in the audiobooks, some of the original shows, comedy, news, broadcasters, publishers, audiobooks, entertainers, all that great stuff. And it's for free. Like, join us, download it for free. We have been, over the past month, we have been reading over Switching Places.
Trading Places.
So if you don't know where to start, start with that book. It is a phenomenal read. It's just 3 hours.
It's three hours and 30 minutes.
But if you want to break it up every night for 30 minutes, you read over it, or 3 days, read, 1 hour a night, do that and listen to that right before you guys kind of settle down. But it was a phenomenal read, and most of the content that we brought to you tonight was from that book. So go again, reach out to that, download your free Audible book today. Go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover. Again, that's audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover for your free audiobook. We want to thank When Christians Speak Blog Talk Radio, Reverend Ray Rose, for allowing us a platform. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to us, marriagetakeover@gmail.com. And that's also www.marriagetakeover.com. We appreciate you guys. We love you. Thank you so much for your support. We have the marriage retreat coming February 2020, and we are getting all the details together. We have our panelists booked. You guys are going to be so excited about that. So we are looking to be able to post that information soon. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate you guys. We love you. We're going to pray out. Lord, we thank you for this time, for this hour, for this even session. We ask, even as we talked about the empathy, that you would help us to just be mindful of how we are being empathetic to our spouses and with our spouses, how our conversations are, yes, our tones, Lord, our questions, that we are able to really switch places with our partner, with our spouses, so that we can really understand what it is to be able to have a better idea of what it is to be in their shoes. Give us the patience, God. Give us the everything that we need. The patience, God. The effective listening. The effective communicating. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We honor you. We bless you. Bless every household listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Okay, so this is the bonus just for our podcast listeners. We just finished wrapping up on the trading places with your spouses and a few additional things that we wanted to be able to add to this particular podcast. So everyone should be aware of their emotional status.
Right.
Like, you should be aware of what is going on with you emotionally, and because that's really the key to you being able to show that empathy.
Right.
If you're unaware of your emotional radar, you don't know how to show that, then the likelihood of you being able to show that compassion, you being able to show that empathy, is going to be slim to none.
It's going to be pretty difficult, because if you don't understand your emotional status, then how are you going to be able to help someone to understand what they might be dealing with at that moment, that time?
Right. So you have to figure out, like, what's going on the inside of yourself, being aware of that, so that you can then be able to shift to be able to identify what's going on within somebody else.
Right.
So a few other points that we wanted to be able to hit was some people are engulfed by their own emotions.
Right.
Which is, again, that selfishness.
You got to understand, The one of the big parts to it is, in order to show empathy, you have to first die to self. You cannot be selfish in trying to do that. And so when you look at the whole emotional thing, when you look at, you know, your state of being, it's like, okay, I need to forget about me for this moment and think of my spouse.
Right. And then some people, they suppress their feelings. So then you have to know your spouse to know whether or not they're suppressing their feelings, whether or not they're going to be engulfed in their own emotions, or if they just kind of resign to their feelings. They don't know how to manage their feelings, so they just kind of act out. You got to know what your spouse, like who your spouse is emotionally, in order to be able to adjust, to be able to trade places with them.
Right, but then at the same time, that's where the question of why come into play.
Right.
Why do you suppress your feelings? Why do you shut down when XYZ happened? Why do you decide to act out when such and such happened? I've noticed that every time this, and this happens, then you always react like this.
Right.
Why?
And so I think that was really key in how you addressed that. So just a tool for you to be able to listen to, and even for you to be able to act on, is do the same thing that Eric just said, just mention, hey, listen, I noticed that when this happens, you do this. And I'm just kind of curious as to, like, why that happens. Did something happen in your childhood? And you'll find that 9 times out of 10,
it results
back from what happened as a child or a previous time in life.
Right. What you would say, that hard moment in their life.
Right.
Where you have to learn a life lesson, and how you learned the lesson is what stuck with you because it got you through.
Right. So, key thing is, make sure that you have your emotional radar turned on. That's key.
You gotta have that.
And then demonstrate that care and that concern.
Yes.
Right? Like, yes. You gotta be able to demonstrate that in order to be able to even tap into that area of empathy.
Right. You gotta be able to tap in.
And then one of the things that the authors mentioned in the book, which I think is really, really key, again, make sure that you're trading places with those authors. One thing that I really loved about the book was that the authors who wrote the book were the same authors who read the book.
Right.
So that was really interesting. And so one of the things that they said, or that they mentioned, was that when you prime yourself and you prime in the relationship, what you're doing is your simple thinking of the action trains the brain to perform it.
Right.
So that eliminates your excuses.
Right. That takes all excuses out.
So if you really want to think about, like, how do you do this, or what's going to happen if my spouse, if I say this and my spouse does that?
Right.
What's going to happen is, the moment that you think on that action, it trains the brain to perform it. So simply training your brain to think about how to step back and to be into somebody else's space, or to think about how they feel.
Right.
Trading that place.
Trading places,
It's training your brain to then perform it.
Right. So you, and again, it goes back to dying to self.
Goes back to dying to self.
Because you look at it, if anybody wants to make change, what they got to first do? Change their mindset.
Change your mindset.
So when you change your mindset, you know, let me just see how this person feels for the first moment. Like for the first 10, almost 15 years of our marriage, the hardest thing for my wife to do was to stand in my shoes. Yes,
absolutely.
That was the hardest thing for her to do was to stand in my shoes. So therefore, I didn't get a lot of empathy. But I kept on praying. I kept on praying. I kept on pushing. I kept on praying. I pushed a little more. But yet, when the mindset changed, guess what? Now she's beginning to see what I have to deal with.
Right. And then humility is that ultimate secret to being able to show empathy. Like, humility is when you set everything to the side. You don't care what happened. You don't care how you're viewed. You don't care what it looks like. You just want to, like, just move forward and just try it. So that humility is, you know, key to being able to, that's that secret ingredient.
Right.
And then one of the things that the authors also mentioned was that you love with your head and your heart. Sometimes people say you just love with your heart. Well, you love with your head and your heart to be able to create that balance for empathy.
Right. Because one thing about it, you know, the scripture tells that out of the belly out of the mouth, the heart speaks.
Right.
And so at the same time, is what you allow, is what you accept within your mindset to say how you feel towards the individual or not.
Right.
Because once you receive it, it's now locked in. So, yeah, you love them with your head and your heart.
Right. And then when you have care, like you care about somebody, if you remove care from the marriage, then a relationship really is on life support.
Right.
And then a marriage, it won't last without care.
You got to care.
Because what happens is if there is no one who cares for you, then you truly feel like you're alone.
Right.
And so it's really important to be able to create that environment of being able to care for your spouse.
Right.
To be able to say, you know what, I may not understand, or I may not have in the past had the ability to understand or even think about that, but I really do care for you. And because I care for you, I'm going to try this.
Right. I'm willing. Because that's the one thing about it. If you care, then you should be willing.
Right.
Because it's not going to do nothing but better your time with your spouse. It's going to do nothing but help the longevity even of your life.
Right.
Because being able to show empathy, that gives you more peace at home, more rest at home, more joy at home. And guess what? It causes the good hormones of the body to get to moving. So therefore, now you have longevity.
Right.
That's just coming from a scientific standpoint.
Right. So as you're going through the homework, just making sure that you are really going through that process.
Right.
That I notice you, I feel with you, and then take the action so that you can help one another out.
Right.
All right. So that is one full week of trading places with your spouse and really trying to understand what they feel, what they understand, what's going through their mind. Why do they respond the way that they respond?
Right.
And for that full week, do that, even if it's uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable to start with.
Right. So just make sure you focus on that as well. That's why it's a full week, because you will begin to see the difference. If you take the time and actually focus when you're doing your homework, you actually begin to see the difference. And so, again, that book is called Trading Places with Dr. Leslie Parrott, P-A-R-R-O-T-T. And it's a real good book. It's a real good read. It's a real good book to listen to. So, again, download the Audible.
Yeah, so if you don't have Audible, it's going to go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover. All right, and then that's a 30-day trial, free of charge. So you can go and listen to that book, download it. It's only a 3-hour and 30-minute read. Go ahead, take that out. You and your spouse at night before you wind down. Just make sure that, you know, you can read that. You can do 30 minutes a night. You can do an hour a night. Just do that. And then as you're going through it, there might be some nuggets that we didn't even cover that you find that you can use. And then I want you to post about it. I want you to put it into action and then post about it.
Right.
All right.
Amen.
So thank you guys for listening. Again, this was the bonus for you all for listening to the podcast. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we will talk with you all next month.
Marriage Takeover signing off.
Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover.